Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 376, I think. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Go Patriots! Go!
They're going.
That's run. You hold it.
Go. And Jeff is here as well.
Oh, sorry. Hello.
It's just the three of us this week. Fozzie is doing some housekeeping, and Pete is getting ready to go to New York City Comic Con, which sounds fun, but also not something I want to do. So, but we have games to talk about, which I wasn't necessarily expecting. But Jeff, let's jump right into it. You bought the impossible game, I guess, right? You bought Cuphead.
I bought it. So everything I said last week, I'm full of shit.
No, we talk to you every week, Jeff. We understand.
So I bought it. I just beat my second boss. I've also beat one of the 2D run and gun levels, and I beat one of the challenge levels. So I've done some. I've seen kind of the variety of stuff that you're gonna see in the game. Sort of, you know. It's hard. It's definitely hard, but it's also really good. It's really good. You'll find it hard, Chris, but you won't find it to be anything outrageous compared to the 2D days. It's not as hard as Super Ghouls and Ghosts or something like that. It approaches that level, but it's not quite that fucking crazy.
Is it cheap? Does it leave you feeling cheap?
Not at all, dude.
The game, okay. Because some of the Super Ghouls and Ghosts in particular was a game that this is fucking cheap. This is bullshit.
I bring up Super Ghouls and Ghosts because that game, yeah, it's cheap and super hard. But also the thing about that game is stuff will just come at you from every angle. Right. Which the kind of happens in this too. But the cool thing is it is mostly bosses. So all you're doing is learning a very small 2-minute window of stuff. And you're just basically figuring out the boss's pattern and basically mastering it. And then before you know it, you'll be able to get to the third phase of a boss without out blinking an eye. And then you'll eventually get it, you know? Maybe it gets way hard. Cause I said, I'm only two bosses deep. So, and I found, I'm not saying they're not easy, dude, but if you have persistence, you'll beat them. It's not impossible. It's not one of those things where you're oh, I can't even see any more of the game because I'm never going to get past the first boss.
Right, right.
If you have the patience, you'll get it. And just, god damn, is that game amazing looking, dude.
Yeah, it looks like early animation, right? Steamboat Willie era.
Yeah, and the presentation all around is super top notch. The music, the loading screen, you hear pops and cracks it's an old movie or something. The game is. I was talking shit about it a week ago. I'm it doesn't look like it's going to be that good, blah, blah, blah. It's really fucking good. I'm having a lot of fun with it.
Good.
Hopefully, I could power through it and not suck. But we'll see.
but we all know that's not true.
I mean, it's a genre that I'm into, so maybe I'll be able to power through it. But
have you finished Sonic?
No, that game is fucking ridiculous.
I was just wondering because that's in the same. I mean, not the exact same type of thing, but it's a platformer. Retro style action game. Just wondering if you would wrap that one up.
No, I think if they did an update where there were checkpoints and shit, where it wasn't you could get to a boss and then die and have to do the whole goddamn thing again.
Right.
Maybe, but that's true of Cuphead as well. If you make it all the way to the end of a level in Cuphead and you die, that you're starting over from the beginning, but Like in Cuphead, at least it's not like a two-act fucking zone. It's like a two-minute level, so
right,
not as big of a deal.
Not,
but like, Sonic, I mean, that drove me nuts.
Yeah, and some of those levels at Sonic, I'm sure that there's like players that are way better than me that can like figure it out and get to the end of those levels in very short periods of time. But some of those levels are long, like
they're sprawling too.
Yeah,
so it's hard to like master the level because you're going to go down a different path each time,
right?
You know, so Cuphead is very, you know, linear, and you are mastering one set of things. Like you, I don't know, dude. I think you'd really dig it, honestly.
Like you can learn the level, you can learn the patterns, and
yeah,
that's cool.
You get so good to the point that like you'll always remember the level almost. Like you'll be like, yep, I could go back and do this like muscle memory.
Yeah. Cool. I probably won't get to it anytime soon, but I'm glad that you're enjoying it. So
I honestly am like confident that you would like it.
Yeah, no,
I know you like old games. You know,
yeah,
like,
I'm sure I would. It's just like getting to it at this point is like there's games coming out in like 3 weeks, and I'm still playing some other stuff. So like, and I have a backlog of other shit that I haven't really like. I haven't touched Metroid yet. Like,
not high priority. That much.
But I bought it. Like I spent the $40 on it. Yeah. It's just sitting here. So it's like if I hadn't done that, then maybe Cuphead like jumps to the top of the line. But Tony, you've been playing a little bit more Total War, Warhammer 2, right?
Yes. In fact, it was what I was playing while I was watching the Patriots game. Very exciting.
How different is it from the last? So, I know we added, they added like races and stuff.
Yeah, so the races are all new. There's four of them in the game, and you haven't played with any of them before. They're all much like the first game, where there were only, I think it only started with four races plus a DLC race for pre-ordering. But the first game had the same thing. It was four races. They all played completely different. So far, I've only played with the Lizard Men. But I've gotten about 10 hours into the campaign, and I think I need to start over. I think I made some mistakes, but we'll figure that one out. But basically, you play through the campaign, and you're playing, when you're the Lizard Men anyway, to earn these plaques. When you get enough plaques, you can perform a ritual. And when you perform five rituals, you can get control of this thing called the Vortex, which everybody's fighting over, which will somehow allow you to rule the world or whatever. I don't really understand that part of it. But while you're performing a ritual, it basically summons the forces of chaos. So you have all these armies attacking you, and you have to defend these points in order to finish the ritual. So it's kind of this like chaotic moment with all these huge, massive battles, which is something that is really like rare in a Total War campaign. Like you'll have occasions where it happens, but in the way this game is designed, you're like, you have 5 points at which it's just guaranteed to happen.
It's almost like planned chaos.
Yeah. And it's like everyone declares war on each other because while you're performing these rituals, the other races are trying to do the same thing. Because everyone's trying to get control of the Vortex. So it's kind of like you're trying to get into their area where they're performing the ritual while they're fighting you. And if you can't get over to stop an enemy from performing a ritual, you can actually spend money to hire a mercenary army to attack them. So it's kind of like this massive melee all over the world fighting over these points where people are like, you know, mages are performing stuff, and it's really cool. It's a really interesting idea in terms of a Total War campaign.
That's cool.
Yeah. Different.
And, like, does it... Because Total War came out... Total War Warhammer came out last year? So was it last year?
Yeah, May. May of last year.
So this is really quick.
Yeah, no. This is definitely... I'm assuming the game is on the same engine. It looked really good last year. It still looks really good. It plays exactly the same. I haven't noticed any substantial changes.
Okay.
In terms of the gameplay, like I the interface is exactly the same.
All right. It's a quick turnaround, $60 game, but sounds like it feels a little bit different with some of this, like, chaotic, and then the different.
Yeah, I will say last year's Total War played really well. I wasn't a huge fan of the Grand Campaign. It was too big. It was too wide. It kind of fizzled out. Like the big threat in that game was the Chaos Warriors, who weren't actually that big of a threat. They were kind of wimpy. So okay. The driving force here, these rituals which force you into battle, it's a much more interesting scenario. The other thing is, if you own both Total War games, they're coming out with a like a mega campaign. Where you get this massive
joins map all of them.
That joins all of it together. Yeah, I'm excited for that. I'm definitely going to play a lot of that.
That sounds like an interesting idea. Like, we've released these two big games, but now we're going to join them together. You have different races, and that does sound pretty cool. Let's see. Jeff, you finished SteamWorld Dig.
Yeah.
Get him.
We all own a Switch. We should all own that game. I'm telling you guys, that's a high priority. It's a fucking great game.
Wow.
Like, especially for $20, like, I don't know, dude. It's one of the, easily one of the top five games I've played this year, and it's only $20. And it's a super, like, just fun, relaxing, low pressure game. Like, you know, all you're doing is digging, exploring, getting better tools so that you can dig into places that you couldn't before, or reach places you couldn't before. Cool little puzzles, like little puzzle rooms. There's even some bosses and stuff, and for the most part, they're not hard at all. The final boss is slightly more difficult. It was weird because I guess the one thing I would say is the ending is kind of abrupt. It's like, I kind of noticed. I'm like, yeah, this is a little bit harder. Maybe I'm getting near the end of the game. And then I beat him and like, that's it. Thank you for playing. I was like, oh, shit.
It's like you didn't realize that it was the final boss. And
it didn't feel like it was. Yeah, like I had no real indication that it was like ramping up towards like the finale. Other than when I finally got to the boss, I'm like, ah, this boss seems a little more epic than the ones before it. But I beat him like the first try, I was like, okay, cool. And I go back to the town and I figure they're going to give me my next quest, go dig over here. And it's just like, thanks for playing. You beat the game.
You've done it.
Funny thing, I think I said last week, I'm like, oh, I probably played for about 10 hours. Well, the game has a clock. My final time was like a couple minutes shy of 8 hours. So
that's cool.
My internal clock is incorrect, but I mean, and I didn't go crazy exploring or whatever, but it's probably about the length of the game. It's probably about 8 to 10 hours.
And that's available on Switch, Xbox One, and PS4.
I think it's just Switch.
Really?
Possibly? I don't know.
Huh. Maybe it is. I don't know. I thought I had heard that it was out for multiple things.
I've only heard people talk about it in relation to the Switch. It's also just because everyone wants games on the Switch right now, so I don't know.
It's the Nintendo Switch on the 21st of September. Windows was September 22nd, and a PlayStation 4 and Vita was end of September, September 26th. So, yeah, it's out on multiple things. So,
just not on Xbox, huh?
I guess not. It's It's out on, like, you can play it on Windows, evidently, but not on not on Xbox One.
Yeah, I thought I heard that you could get it on, yeah, like on PC or whatever, but I did not hear PS4. So either way, I mean, whatever, I would say get it on Switch, but it's like a must-play game, I think. It's really fucking cool.
Cool. What about Golf Story? You still playing, you still plugging away at that, or?
I've played a little bit more.
Yeah?
Oh, I'm not.
You didn't play much of it.
Last week. Yeah. And I'm still, like, I would say not very far in it. I played a little bit more, but for whatever reason, I'm not 100% sure about that game. I think it's very poor at explaining what you're supposed to do. The objectives they'll give you are super vague, like, make turtle happy. And you're like, what? And it doesn't, there's no map, and it doesn't tell you where to go do this. Like, there's no sort of waypoint or
where
arrow.
Turtle is.
Yeah.
Right. And then you don't know what to do to make him happy. All right.
Yes. I mean, so it's obtuse in the way old games like that could be, you know, but I don't think that's a reason to, like, I understand you're trying to emulate these old games, but keep the good stuff, get rid of the bad stuff.
Right.
I think. But, so, you, like, you go into an area, and you basically will have to do, like, 5 or 6 quests that will be kind of golf-related, but it'll be like, hey, see if you could hit the ball over here or something. Like, you know, or, but some of it is, like, stupid shit, like, go around this area and see if you can find these 5 things that are hidden or whatever, you know. So you go all these, do all these little quests that are not totally, like, just playing golf, which is part of what you would want to do in a game called Golf Story. You do all the quests, and then you're finally rewarded with, you could play the course in that area, like a 9-hole course, which is cool and all, but I don't think it matters how good you play it at all. Like, it's just like, okay, now you can play this course, and then you beat the course, and it's like, congratulations, you're done. Like, then you go back to the first area and get, like, your quest to go to the next area. Like, because I swear to God, this one course I did really shitty on, I was like +2 at the end of 9 holes, and they're just like, here you go, you won. Like, so I don't know.
So,
I just
so
feel like there's not enough golf
the main
in it.
Story.
It's, I mean, weird. It's all around golf. Like, it's all kind of based around golf, but, like,
right.
Definitely not as much, like, just playing fucking golf that I would like. Like, I've always wanted a golf, like, RPG game, but this is, like, just, it's like, yeah, there's golf also, but go do these, like, boring RPG quests. again, I'm not far enough to, like, definitively say any of that, but, like, it's just, so far, I think I've also just been distracted by games that are more compelling, like SteamWorld and now Cuphead. Like, they just draw me in more. I don't. Hopefully, I get deeper and I'll be able to say for sure more, like, whether it's good or whether I like it or not. I mean, people seem to really like it. I totally thought I would have loved it. I'm just not. I wish Kazi was here so I could hear what he thinks of it, because I've seen him playing it, but.
Well,
I'm on the fence.
I'm sure he's done with it now because he's going to rebuy Stardew Valley, so and play it for an hour and then not ever play it again. But
I don't know. If he can play it in bed, that might change things for him.
It could. Could. So I bought a game over the weekend.
Oh, no.
I bought Lego Dimensions, which is now 2 years old.
Yeah, it's a good choice.
That game's really good.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's a Lego game, which if you'd like those types of games, like, there's a ton of them out there. But I think in terms of, like, you know, playing with the Portal and what those types of games are, this is the first one that, like, you actually feel like you're playing with toys.
Yes, the Portal is actually a good tool.
Yeah. Like, there's puzzles that involve playing with the Portal, and like, you're moving your figures around on the Portal. It's really, really well done. in a way that like Disney Infinity and Skylanders never quite got. Like they took the novelty of like, hey, we have these action figures and you put them on and it shows up on your television. But Lego Dimensions is like, well, these are still toys. Like, and they're legitimate toys. Like Batman is an actual Batman minifigure. Like you take them out, you know, put them in like your Batman, you know, Arkham Asylum Lego set if you have one of those or whatever. So like there's the factor that these are toys by themselves and that the game like encourages you to build like within the game. Like there'll be moments where it's like, oh well, like we're in a build phase here, so like there'll be two steps of like build instructions or something for you to do to change the portal around. And one of the other things I think that's really smart that they did, something that Skylanders and Disney Infinity never got was as a kid when you're playing with your toys, right? Like you wouldn't segregate your toys. Like you wouldn't be like, I'm gonna take my Star Wars toys and I'm only gonna play with my Star Wars toys. Like you would be like, all right, well, I have G.I. Joe, like I have like Snake Eyes and Duke, and I'm gonna, you know, play with like Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader, and Cobra Commander and Darth Vader are gonna join up and like they're gonna team up over here against my good guy guys. And this puts you like it has Batman, Gandalf, and Wildstyle from the Lego movie, like as the main characters. So right away, like it's a bundled thing. But they throw you into like these scenarios where like you're fighting the Wicked Witch of the West, and you're playing around in the Simpsons world, or there's like this. I always thought it was called Ninjago, but I guess it's called Ninja Go. there's like a whole level like with that stuff, and then there's a Doctor Who level, which was awesome. Like it has the actual music from the show, and if you've ever watched the show, like there's like cool references to it in there. Like it's like, this is fucking awesome. Like this is the best Lego game just because of the way it just like, it bundles everything. It's like a giant toy box to play in, but they're like well-designed levels. And I was surprised, like I you know, there's a Doctor Who level pack. So I was not expecting there to be like, you know, just a Doctor Who level that you play with Batman and the rest of his team. Like that was like really cool to just like, oh shit. Like these things that they're selling, they're also giving you like a level like that in the main campaign, which is completely goofy, but it's a really fun game. So yeah, I'm glad I was able to pick that up for like $35. Like, well worth it.
That's a nice price for that.
Yeah. And like the fact that you build the portal, like that's really cool.
The level packs are pretty good too, if you can pick one of those up.
Yeah. I ordered the Lego Batman movie story set, which is like six levels, I guess. And I guess like that has its own, like it doesn't come with a new portal, but it comes with a new, like, I guess you take the stand off of the main portal.
Mm-hmm.
And you put like it has like the Bat computer, like that's like the portal that one uses. So, and the game seems like it's pretty, like I played four levels and it seems like there's quite a bit more to go. So it seems like it's pretty meaty. That's fun though. Speaking of fun, I hear that you're maybe enjoying Destiny 2, Tony.
I am actually, I've played what, 2 hours of it. So I played through the beginning part.
Okay.
And of course the beginning part to the original Destiny was pretty awful.
Yeah.
Here it was, It was interesting. It was fun. There was stuff to do. There was story. There was like a good story beat. the first level, like, it was like well designed. It was fun to go through, and I don't know. It was just infinitely better in every way than the opening of the original Destiny. There's that the one cool part where you have to fight off the waves, and you actually have other players walking through, which is kind of cool.
The other level one players coming in, like the brand new players. That is cool. Like, especially if you luck out and get a couple of them in the zone with you.
The ones I faced off were all really bad. But I killed everything for them. And then when I was walking away, I noticed they were all down, and I'm like, ah, screw it.
I have to go meet Akora. That's Zavala has told me to do.
I got far enough through where I could actually – I actually played a couple of – I don't know what they call them. Missions? They're not missions, though. They call them something else.
Adventures?
Adventures, maybe, with Don and one of his friends. Which, I mean, you know, playing games like that with other people, it's fun. And kind of what it's about. The one funny part, and I took a clip of this. Don and we're going up an elevator, and there's like enemies shooting at us in the elevator, and I'm like shooting back and like taking them out, and then I notice it's at some point that I'm the only one shooting, so I turn around, I look at Don and his friend are dancing behind me. They're just dancing. We're under fire and they're dancing. What is happening here? But that's the amusement of Destiny.
Yeah, like you have the emotes, you have the dances, yeah. Which are all ridiculous. But
I kind of feel like there's the loot is better. Like I feel like I'm getting a lot more of it.
Yeah,
like, in a way where it's actually
it's meaningful, especially for early players. And it drops more frequently. Like you always feel like you're getting something, even if it's not necessarily valuable to you.
Yeah. So far I'm pretty pleased. I'm looking forward to playing more of it. I'm only level 4 right now, and my light level, I don't even know what it is, but it's really low. So
yeah, that's not even real. Like the light level, power level, whatever the hell it's called this time, it'll increase as you play. Like by the time you hit level 20, like you'll be up around 200 or so.
Yeah.
And then it requires like a little bit of like, you know, doing some of the milestones and that. I just hit 263, which is still like 25 points lower than Don, but I think that like if you do the adventures and there's quests that open up after the story's over, you'll gain levels at a frequent basis. So those adventures, though, have some of the best stories, and so there's some of the best mission design too, I think, in the entire game. So
I like how they avoided like making up terms and like I don't know. The story is designed around concepts that actually make sense this time around.
Yeah.
As opposed to like trying to construct an entire new vocabulary for everything and not really understanding what that means.
Well, and then not explaining it, like just like, oh, you live in this world, so you know what's up. Like, and if you don't, go to this website and read some of these cards that we've given you about it. Like that makes no sense. Like, explain it to me in the game where I'm playing.
Yeah. Oh, so bad. I like that they kind of made a reference to it too when they're talking about, yeah, the traveler was chased by an enemy, and then they move on like nothing happened. Nothing to see here.
I think it does a really good job, and for solo players and more casual players like us, I think you're part of our clan, and you'll get rewards just from the fact that like
Don plays all the time.
Yeah, because Don and Cole are playing. You'll get rewards. Like, you won't be able to access them until you hit level 20, but once you do, like, they'll start flowing in, even if you're not doing that, like, the high-level stuff that they are.
I noticed I was getting, like, clan experience.
Yes.
What is, does that experience for the clan? Is that for me? Was it?
The clan has clans can go up to level 5. In like the actual clan gains experience as a group, and you can gain up to 5,000 points for the clan per character that you run. So people can gain up to like 15 grand. Most, like me and you, we're only running one character right now, and the most we can earn towards that is 5,000. But once I think it hits 100,000, it goes up. The clan goes up to level 2, and then more perks start happening for clan members. So I think Don said that level 2 is like you get a slight experience boost plus a glimmer boost for killing enemies. So like you'll actually get perks now that we're level 2 there, just for being in the clan, plus the opportunity for people to earn you like cool loot by doing activities outside of that and checking off some of the check marks. So like you're contributing to the clan by playing and earning clan experience. And they're also giving you like presents and stuff as they play. So they did a really good job with that. I think it's like the best implementation of a clan system in like a first-person shooter on a console. I am now done the campaign, and I've been playing some of the endgame stuff with Don. We did the Nightfall Strike last week, and we'd spent 2 hours trying the one for this week, and it was just ended up being way too hard. I can see some people being upset that because there's not a ton to do once you max out.
Play in the Crucible.
Which honestly, I didn't love it in the first one, but it feels a whole lot more like Halo now.
Oh, interesting. I don't want to go and look like a homeless person, which is what I look like right now.
Yeah, which when I first tried it, I was about your level, like level 4. I just got my ass kicked. But I went in with Don last weekend after I beat in the game, and like it's more team oriented. You don't want to be running off by yourself, much like Halo. You can, but you're sure to die if they are playing as a team. So. Yeah, it feels more like Reach to me. Like people were like, "Oh, it's more like Halo 2," but because you have like the powers that you can pop on occasion, like I think it feels more like Reach. But and you have better mobility than you did ever in Halo 2. I really like it. Think it's really good. So I will be playing more of that. Yeah, I think that's it for what we've been playing. Unless you guys, you've been playing some more NBA 2K, right?
Yes.
How are you liking that more or?
So I was up until about last night. I was going to complain. Feels a lot more grindy than it did before. So I'm playing through the My Career mode, and my player up until last night still sucked pretty badly and could never make a shot worth his life and was getting like owned on defense and whatever. And it seems like it's taking me forever to get enough VC, the virtual currency that you use to like upgrade your player.
Mm-hmm.
It was taking forever to get enough of that to make a difference. And then for whatever reason, last night I unlocked the key or whatever it is, and my player started dominating. So now I can't complain about that anymore.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it I mean, maybe we were just, I was earning it at the same rate. I just didn't realize it or whatever. Or it's also possible that the game like promoted my weak player too quickly. So that he was like playing at a level that was above him.
Okay.
Hmm. So maybe.
I guess guest reviews for Shadow of War have dropped. Polygon has given it a 7.5.
Yeah, I was looking at it. It looks, you know, it looks good, but it definitely looks like a game like there's better games out.
Yeah. And more coming out, like Assassin's Creed and Mario launch in 3 weeks.
Yep. They're so close. And, so close. Right.
And you're also excited for a third game that week, right, Jeff? Like, is that also when Wolfenstein comes out?
Yes, I'm getting that as well. I don't think it'll be coming out of the shrink wrap, though, for like a couple weeks.
Well, you're not getting Assassin's Creed either, so because you hate Assassin's Creed, things.
But no, as soon as Mario comes out, I don't even know how that would be a question. Like, even if I liked Assassin's Creed, I'd be like, yeah, but Mario.
See, I'm starting to slip there, Jeff. I'm crazy. Starting to think that maybe Assassin's Creed and wait on Mario. Assassin's Creed looks so good. I mean, if it were a 2D Mario, I would be all over it.
No way. 3D Mario is, I think, way more exciting. For only the fact that like we don't get as many of them. Like, we've had a billion 2D Marios.
Yeah, well, we haven't had one since 3D World, which nobody played because nobody owned a Wii U. So like the last 3D Mario game was what, Galaxy 2 for most people? Like,
yeah. That one on Wii U, I swear to God, like,
it's really good.
People who have not played it, write it off. It's a great 3D Mario.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
Yeah, but this one looks even better. So can't wait.
Got that hat going on. Change costumes. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And back to true kind of open exploration, like open worlds and stuff. Not little globes or little, like, you know, the levels in 3D Mario World were a little more narrow than like a regular, like the, like Mario Sunshine and Mario 64.
Right.
So it's going to be amazing.
Yeah. I think the end of October is going to be amazing for games. So. And expensive.
Yes,
as well.
Very expensive.
So, and then shortly after that, is it the Xbox One X?
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm up to... I got all my trade-ins now.
Yeah. Oh
my God.
So I'm up... it's going to cost me $68.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
yeah, you can't go bad with an upgrade like that for $68, so...
I'm pretty sure it'll be worth it.
Are you going to trade in your Xbox?
See... I probably will, but probably for games and not for... Because I don't want to trade it in before I have the X. That wouldn't make any sense.
Right. And
yeah.
You have an S, right?
Yeah, I have an S.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited to get it. I'm actually going to give my original Xbox to a friend who can't afford one, so... Which is probably not nice because then, like, he can't really afford the games either. That's not my problem. yeah, he's still playing 360 games. But let's see. I don't think there's much in the way of news. It's a weird time right now for game news. Like, Tokyo Game Show's over. Paris Games Week is sometime this month, and there are supposed to be some big announcements from Sony out of there. I guess we should maybe touch on the fact that Andrew House is leaving Sony, though. He was the head of the PlayStation group, and he is leaving Sony completely, I think. And they have a new new person in charge of Sony Interactive.
Dun dun dun.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, it's kind of like when Peter Moore left Microsoft, right? Like, they were at the top of. If there wasn't anything else for Peter Moore to do with Microsoft at that point,
right?
So I wonder if Andrew House just like I can't do much better than having the best selling console for like 4 years running. Like,
right. I'm just going to retire now because.
Yeah, go find something else new to try, I guess.
Go spend the piles of money that I have.
Right. I guess this is also interesting. Spotify is replacing Xbox One's Groove Music Pass. So Groove Music was the revamped Xbox Music, which was kind of like the – I guess you paid $10 a month – and you had access to all the music that they had in their library. That is closing down December 31st, and Spotify, I guess, is taking its place. So I guess Spotify will then like integrate in with some of Microsoft's games, like Forza, and because I think Forza Horizon had like a Groove Music radio channel.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
So I guess Spotify will move in there, which could be cool because I have a Spotify account.
Right.
And being able to, like, utilize my own music in there, right? Like,
do you purchase music in there or, like...
I've never purchased music in Spotify, but you could tell them what songs you own. Or like, since I buy my music through Apple...
yes.
It can scan my Apple library... and import
that's cool.
Like that stuff. So it knows what I own and I can, I guess, play that stuff there. I had thought Spotify had signed like some sort of exclusivity deal with PlayStation, but I guess that's over. So now, you can get some music through Spotify on the Xbox. And finally, Jeff, you did not get a Super Nintendo Classic.
Is that the news?
Yes, that's the news. You're still looking for one, right? Like,
yeah, dude. I'm trying not to like be crazy about it. Like, I haven't looked in probably all week, you know. But finally today after work, I was like, oh, let's check it out. And I just started calling. I didn't feel like going anywhere. They're not going to have it.
Probably a better idea, right? Because nobody had one.
Yeah. Yeah, I called every retailer in town, and we have, you know, like all the big ones, like Best Buy, Target, GameStop, all that. I called them all, and they all said that they had not received any more since the day it came out. So.
They're probably all lying to you. The guy's like sitting on a pile of them talking to the other phone.
It's like, I know Jeff's calling. But launch was weird. So we recorded a little early last week and I went to go try and get one at midnight. That did not work. I was like 26 or 27 in line at Walmart and they only got 18 in, which I thought was really low. Like 18 does not sound like a lot for a big store to get.
It's definitely not.
No. And that seemed to be the story at the Walmarts in my area, where the one by my work got 14. The one I went to at midnight had 18. Some other ones had like 15. A couple had 20, but that was about it. Like, didn't seem like they got any more than 20. Best Buy is similar in their, you know, and how many they had. GameStops were. Like they filled their pre-orders and then they had about 10 more on hand. The only ones that seemed to get a good quantity in was Target. Every Target that I was kind of like paying attention to in my area had 50 to 60 consoles. Now, I don't know how long they lasted. They had 60 at the one that I bought mine at. I was seventh in line, and there was about 40 people. And some of those people then, like, got back in line to get a second one. Which
bullshit.
Which I think, yeah, like, to me, you can buy one. That's it. Like,
yeah.
Earl, I guess, was saying that at the Nintendo store in New York, they actually took you had to buy with a credit card or a debit card, and you had to present a photo ID, which they then put into their system.
So you couldn't buy two of them?
Yeah, like, he can't buy another one from that store until next year.
He told me, though, today that he managed to find three.
He's found three. Wow. Yeah. Well, he lives in, like, a huge city.
Yeah, he lives in New York.
And, like, it's, I mean, it probably is a little bit easier to find there.
I am assuming, though, that whatever they sent out that night, they have not sent out more. It's not like my town is just randomly didn't get a second shipment.
It doesn't sound like that they've sent out a second shipment of these yet. I do wonder if they, like, when they said, hey, we're going to have more at launch, they just pushed everything they had out the door. Because originally, remember, this was going to be a limited edition kind of item. And then they received a bunch of shit for the fact that, you know, it was being handled that way. And then Reggie came out and went, no, we're going to have more. Well, and they did. I mean, like, there was more at launch.
There's more at launch, but I think they made more promises than that. They're like, you're going to be able to get one. We're keeping stores stocked with them. Like, don't go buy it off of eBay. And I'm not. I'll tell you that much. But, like, it doesn't feel like they're keeping up their end of the bargain here. Like,
yeah, I
nothing
mean, I guess,
within a week, not even a shipment of, like, a small shipment of five of them or whatever, you know?
Right.
Like,
I mean, I guess we're gonna have to wait and see, like, as the holiday progresses, like, are there going to be some out there? But they definitely handled launch better than they did with the original one. So,
I guess, but they were all, even still, they were all sold out within the first 10 minutes, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I was hearing, like, at least by noon, like, it seemed by noon, like, most of them were, most retailers were sold. I played the first level of Star Fox to unlock Star Fox 2.
Yeah.
that game does not age particularly well.
The original Star Fox or Star Fox 2?
The original Star Fox.
I still like it.
It's cool, but it's like, it almost looks like a vector graphics game. Like you can count the actual polygons on
Fox's ship.
It's a really early 3D, you know, style game, but it's a really cool little device. I think there are some issues with it. One, like, where the controllers go is a weird, it's a weird kind of way they handled that. And so it looks like, from the front, it looks like the Super Nintendo with the controller ports there. But the actual ports are the, you know, the bottom, the plug that you plug into the Wii controllers. For like the so it's that plug. That's the plug, and that won't fit into like the original port. So that's just a facade. You pop that down, and it's on like this little hinge, like it's a little plastic hinge. And it took me a while to even figure out how to pop it open. You actually have to do it from the bottom, where you kind of
like swings.
Yeah, like, it swings down
like a garage door.
Yeah, but down instead of going up, like. It swings down, and it feels really cheap and flimsy. But
why even have that there? Just have, like, I don't. Who cares? Whatever. Like, I understand it's going to look different. whatever.
Yeah. Or I mean, they maybe could have found a more elegant way to do that. Like maybe use the button in the middle that I guess did that press down and would it pop the cartridge out a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, I think maybe if they had used that
to open the door,
that down. Yeah. Cause that button doesn't do anything on this machine. The reset button works just like it should. The power button flips up and down. My one big complaint with it though, is that, there are no like hotkeys. So to like save the game, you have to hit reset, go back to the main Super Nintendo menu and you save from there. But there's also a rewind function, which is totally useless if you have to press the reset button and access the rewind function from there. So
what?
Yeah, like there's no hotkey to like with Mega Man or with the Disney collection, like you press start or like actually I think with the Disney collection it was what, like LB and it rewound a bit. Like I understand that you're using an original controller so there's no extra button, but maybe they could have added something that allowed you to rewind like the, you know, whatever to get backwards. So it's a weird thing. I think it's a really cool little device though. I guess it's already been hacked. Like people are putting way more games on it, which is cool. But I hope you find one, Jeff. I think you'll like it. It's a cool little thing.
Have you been playing anything else on it besides like Star Fox?
I played Star Fox and started Super Mario World.
Yeah, buddy.
I'll probably play A Link to the Past because I mean, why not? That's like a phenomenal game. And I've never actually played Super Mario RPG, so that's on there. I may give that a go. And Earthbound. I've never played through Earthbound, so
I've never played Earthbound either. I've never played Final Fantasy VI.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. I've also never played. I've played a little bit of Secret of Mana, but not like I haven't played through it.
Yeah, what's cool about Secret of Mana is like there's a two player. I think Fozzie was telling us this last week. There's like a two player. Like you can play co-op in that game.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I wonder if it's like co-op throughout or just like during battles or like how it's handled or whatever. But yeah, that's cool.
I do like the fact that it came with two controllers right off the bat. So they're like, you know, you can right out of the box, you can play like Super Mario Kart, you can play Street Fighter, Secret of Mana, like all that stuff. Like you can play right out of the box with two players, as opposed to like with the original NES Classic. You needed to get another controller to play any of that stuff, two-player.
Yeah, I'd hunt that shit down. I'm sure they're not always easy to find.
Right. Like, they actually did have decent third-party ones that had longer cords. But,
yeah.
Yeah, I hope you find one. I think you'll like it. It's a cool little device. I'm going to try Star Fox 2. We'll see how
good luck.
Yeah, we'll see how that game turns out. Is there anything coming out this week? I mean, you've...
Other than Shadow of Mordor?
Oh, that is out, right? Or will be out. I'm not picking that one up.
They just dropped Axiom Verge and Stardew Valley on Switch.
Stardew Valley is what, $15 on
I didn't check.
What do you think?
I'm pretty sure I spent 20 on it on the Xbox and played it for like an hour. So,
yeah, I played it a little longer than that, and that's why I'm like, I don't know. Like I've been going like the entire time, like, hey, Stardew Valley would be awesome if it was on a handheld. But my Switch
But I own it.
Right, I already own it, and I play most of my Switch games.
I'm same boat. Yeah, like it'd be cool for when I do go somewhere, like, you know, I don't know, like a long car drive or something. And I'm not driving,
right? But right now, I can't justify buying Stardew Valley when the Switch is sitting right next to my Xbox.
Yeah, it's just like, there's literally no difference. I would just be playing it on a different controller.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm gonna keep an eye out for like, especially if there's like a sale. I know I'll be like, if they cut it for like, you know, half off, 50% off, like $10 or whatever, $7.50. Yes, I'll get it. But I should really play Stardew Valley on the Xbox. I should really try it out.
Speaking of games that are half off, I think either last week or the week prior, we talked a little bit about a Lego City Undercover. And the price, the fact that it was like re-released on Xbox One and PS4 at $50. It's 50% off on Xbox One for Gold members, so it's a decent $25 game.
Yeah,
I picked it up on Xbox One again. Like I will play it there.
Nice.
And I also picked up Lego Worlds. I don't know what that is, but it was $12. So
some sort of weird Lego building game.
Yeah, I like the Lego games. I have a feeling that's a different type of Lego game, but
yeah.
For $12, it seemed like an interesting purchase. So I may have that for next week. Tony, you'll have Madden and NBA and more Total War, Warhammer.
Definitely.
And maybe some Destiny. Maybe
playing some more Destiny too, yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'll be able to get on and play a little bit with you and Don. Was Don playing with his 283 powered guy?
I have no idea.
So I don't know if it scales, like if you're like you're playing as level 4 with like, you know, 40 light or whatever. Mm-hmm. And if Don's playing as level 20 with 283, like I don't know if it scales properly for you or not. But I could always create a secondary character too. So Jeff, you should get Destiny.
Probably wouldn't when I see it like really cheap and no one will be playing anymore. But
it's weird, there are still people playing Destiny 1, so you'd be surprised at the life that this series evidently has.
Yeah. No, I know that, but like I don't know. I probably will get it at some point. Like the funny thing about this year is like there's a lot of games like I totally skipped, mostly because I don't give a fuck. But you know, some of them, if I see them on Black Friday, like cheap, I will get them.
Yeah,
I guess just more than in previous years where I would just buy every goddamn thing that came out. I just stick into the stuff I really like.
See, I feel like deals. This year I'm buying everything that comes out. I need to stop myself. That's why I'm like Mario. I really shouldn't buy it because I'm not that excited.
It's going to be great, Tony.
I don't just doubt believe. That it will be great. It's just that
he knows that. I'm trying. I really am. Like, but then like I bought Metroid and it's like, and it's just sitting there. And that's where it's like I can't, like I really shouldn't buy two games in 1 week because I'm not going to get to them.
Right.
Yeah. Bye, Cuphead.
Thanks, Jeff. You're really helpful.
Super helpful. So cool looking, dude.
I know it's and it's somebody that like one likes old games and two really likes like old animation and animation history. Like yeah. That game looks really awesome, but
and a good run and gun. Like, come on, bro. Just saying.
Yeah. It's on my list. And much like you with Destiny, I will probably get it at some point. So
must before the end of the year.
Well, we'll see what you have to say about it in a week. Like, because
I might in a rage.
I remember how much you loved Sonic, and that kind of died.
I still think it's a good, like, it is a good Sonic game. It's just like there's a lot more other stuff I love more too. Yeah,
right. And like, I mean, you were pretty hyped for Golf Story, and like that seemed to have taken a little sour turn. So
I have to play it enough to say for sure. But
I'll let you play it a little longer, and we'll see. I definitely love the way it looks, though. So,
yeah, dude. For that alone, like, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what I say in a week, but I don't see it changing. Except, I just might give up in a frustration at some point.
So, yeah,
we'll see.
All right, we'll be back next week. Jeff, say goodnight.
Good night.